Good morning. My name is Marianne Crawford, and when I decided to attend Berkeley 4 years ago, some members of my family and community were a little anxious about this decision. I think Berkeley was associated in their minds with protests, drugs, and poor hygiene. But several people in my church recommended that I attend First Presbyterian Church of Berkeley. So the university and this church were associated in my mind from the very beginning. I actually found that the university community was much more understanding and even encouraging of my Christian faith and more conservative lifestyle choices than I had been led to believe. But this church still became probably the most central and impactful influence in my life here at Berkeley. I've become part of a wonderful group of Christian friends who I esteem highly and whose company is invaluable to me. I've been able to serve with the church, including the 2007 trip to Uganda, where I had my first conversation with a young man who's now my boyfriend. I even wrote a paper on this church for a sociology class. So as you can see, this part of my life has been very central in many different aspects of the past 4 years. But looking back on my time at First Pres, I really remember a time when I was not as connected to the church as I am now. In my first few months here, I had no friends at the church. I had very few in the whole university system. But this church was still such a comfort to me at that time. I would come to the morning service, and I loved hearing the gospel from our wonderful pastors and from visiting speakers like Earl Palmer and Bishop Zach Naringe. And I remember one sermon that was particularly impactful to me based on Jeremiah 29, which talks about and encouraged the congregation and myself to put down roots and really invest in the places where we feel most in exile and to pray for and seek for the well-being of the cities that feel foreign to us. This was so incredibly life-giving to me at a time when I felt pretty lost and without friends. But I remember one Sunday in particular, a woman came up to me during the time of greeting and said that I looked far away from home. I'm actually from Napa, so that's up Highway 80. I was not far from home spatially, but emotionally I did feel very far from home. Berkeley felt like a foreign place to me, and I was lonely. And this woman gave me her phone number and told me that I could come to her house for Thanksgiving if I had nowhere else to go. Since I live 45 minutes away, I went home for Thanksgiving. I never called this woman. I don't even remember her name, but 3.5 years ago, I was so glad to have her number in my pocket. Having a close community of Christian friends at Berkeley has been the happiest experience of my life here. And that wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for this church. But the most important thing that this church has given me is the preaching of a gospel at a time when I was lonely, and examples of putting this gospel into action, even the smallest examples, like the phone number of this warm and hospitable woman who invited me, a stranger, into her home. So thank you so much. I've had a wonderful last 4 years, and you all have been at the center of it, pointing me towards Christ. And I'd like to close with the reading from Jeremiah 29. This is starting at verse 5, or for verse 4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf for its welfare. In its welfare, you will find your welfare. And I feel like I have eaten the produce of Berkeley and really made so many connections here that I'm so grateful for. And I just feel like this is just a wonderful summary of my time here. And also, as I am going out into another city and another place in the world, I feel like it is inspiring to remember my first times here and just what a rock, a church community, and the gospel can be in times of exile. Thank you.